Here's some sentences that sound correct. As time goes by, I'll get better at English. I met him for a long time ago. I'll go to London a few days later. Grammatically, fine. Understandable, absolutely. Natural in everyday conversation, not really. Time expressions are one of the trickiest parts of natural English because even small word choices can make a sentence sound unusual, overly dramatic, or just not how native speakers would say it. So today, let's look at three very common time expressions that learners often use, why they sound unnatural, and what native speakers usually say instead. Let's start with the one I just mentioned. As time goes by, you've probably heard sentences like, as time goes by, I'll get better at English. Now, grammatically, this isn't wrong. In fact, as time goes by is a real English expression. The problem is that native speakers don't usually use it in everyday conversation to talk about general improvement or progress. It sounds more emotional, reflective, or even dramatic, slightly poetic even. If someone says, as time goes by, it can sound like the beginning of a movie narration or an emotional piano song. So while it's correct, it's not the most natural choice in this situation. In normal conversation, native speakers would usually say, over time, I'll get better at English. As time passes, I'll improve, or I'll get better with time. These sound much more natural and conversational. Here's the key difference. As time goes by is emotional, reflective, literary. Over time, natural, everyday English. That's why, over time, my English improved sounds far more natural than, as time goes by, my English improved. One sounds conversational, the other sounds like the ending of a historical drama. Number two, I met him for a long time ago. This one is extremely common among learners because several time expressions are getting mixed together. You'll hear sentences like, I met him for a long time ago. The issue is that English separates these ideas differently. If you want to say something happened in the distant past, the natural expression is simply, I met him a long time ago. That's it. The word for causes the problem here because in English, for is generally used for durations. I lived there for 3 years. We talked for hours. But ago already tells us when something happened in relation to now. So incorrect equals for a long time ago. Correct is just a long time ago. Very small difference, very common mistake. And honestly, English time expressions enjoy causing problems far more than necessary. Number three, I'll go to London a few days later. Now this one is interesting because it sounds logical, but the time expression doesn't match the situation. Native speakers usually use later when talking about something from a past viewpoint. For example, I moved to Manchester and a few days later, I found a new job. Everything is happening from a past perspective. But if you're talking about your future plans from now, native speakers would usually say, I'll go to London in a few days, or I'm going to London in a few days. That's because in a few days means a few days from now, whereas a few days later usually connects two events in a story or sequence. Compare sentences. I'll call you in a few days, or we arrived in Paris and a few days later we visited the Louvre. Same idea of time, different perspective. So today's big lesson is this. Sometimes in English, a sentence can be grammatically possible, understandable, and still slightly unnatural. That's because natural English depends heavily on context, tone, and what native speakers normally say. So remember, over time sounds more natural than as time goes by in everyday speech. A long time ago never needs for, and in a few days is usually better than a few days later for future plans. Tiny changes, but they make your English sound much smoother and more natural. Have you ever used one of these expressions before? Or is there a sentence you've been saying for years and then suddenly discovered native speakers don't really use it? Let me know in the comments. And if this kind of explanation helps you sound more natural in English, feel free to like the video and subscribe, because English is full of phrases that are technically correct and still somehow slightly wrong. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next video.